some people have this perception that, you know, oh, NX is for the big guys, right? It's, you know, it's just for the big OEMs or something along those lines. And the good news is that that's not accurate at all.
Welcome to the Next Generation Design Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Piper. Today, I'm talking to NX design team member, Jeff Chaganay, about the innovations being made in the NX world, what his team is doing to enhance the small and medium business experience, and how customer suggestions and feedback play a vital role in their process. Before we begin today, let's meet our guest. Jeff, could you introduce yourself to the audience?
My name is Jeff Chaganay, and I'm with the NX design team, product manager, specifically in core design, and my general focus is on small and medium business. I've been with Siemens for about 5 years now. About half of that time has been in this role as the SMB product manager for NX design.
Thank you for joining us today, Jeff. We're very happy to have you with us. So to start, I'd like to talk about some of the trends that you're seeing in the small to medium business market.
It's important to kind of take a step back and look at just kind of the general state of the SMB CAD market. We think a couple of years back, right, with, of course, the pandemic, small and medium businesses were hit particularly hard by that, generally a bit tighter on margin. And so, you know, when something really unexpected like that happens, you know, obviously they're definitely very much impacted by that. But the good news, though, is the snapback that we saw in SMB after kind of the pandemic initially kind of faded into the background a little bit. We're really seeing this rapid acceleration of growth now in SMB, and not just a bounce back, but it's also kind of accelerating even further now, looking into the future, right? We didn't stagnate. The overall market share of SMB, you know, in CAD is actually growing relative to enterprise we're seeing. So, you know, the majority of the growth, if you kind of think of the CAD market as like a big pie of revenue, I guess you could say, the market share of SMB, of the slice of the pie of SMB is growing relative to the other enterprise and other business segments out there. So I think that's really exciting to see. And looking at some of the analyst data, like SIM data, for instance, they're actually showing that most of the growth in CAD, you know, over the next 5 or so years, it is expected to come primarily from the kind of design focused, you know, which is a little bit more SMB, kind of CAD, SMB kind of area. So I think it's really exciting to see, you know, so much growth, so much innovation. The disruption caused by the pandemic is really kind of been the big catalyst, I think. You know, it's a bit of a blip in the radar initially, but I think it's really going to take SMBs to the next level in terms of productivity with CAD.
Would you say that the COVID-19 pandemic has been the biggest driver of that change in the market?
The pandemic has really accelerated the digital transformation. When we're talking about the comprehensive digital twin kind of concept, that was something that was slowly being adopted among SMBs. And now it's a really rapid acceleration of that adoption, you know, kind of moving into the future here because of the, you know, work environment flexibility, people working in different places on all sorts of devices. It's really important to stay as connected as possible. And one of the best ways to do that, you know, from a CAD perspective is with the comprehensive digital twin and all the other benefits that come with that. And so that's definitely been one of the big drivers of change in SMB, the digital transformation as a whole. And along with that, as I mentioned there, the work environment flexibility, we're seeing now, you know, more people working from home, right? You're seeing people working, you know, maybe in a coffee shop on all sorts of different devices. And so you need to be able to meet your own users' needs, depending on where they are, what they're using. You're not all necessarily in the office on the same type of, you know, high level machinery anymore, right? High level, you know, hardware and computers. So you have to be able to, you know, account for those IT types of things now.
What about the so-called great resignation? Have you seen that impact the field?
I think it's kind of a funny way to look at it because sure, people are, you know, changing jobs, but they're not just resigning and staying at home all day or something like that. They're resigning from their current job because maybe they see, you know, kind of the other side, right? The disruption that's happened with the pandemic, with work from home and, you know, all those types of things. And they see they want to pursue a passion, right? They want to maybe do their own startup business, their own venture, right? They, you know, upgrading to a better job, for instance. But I really want to focus on, though, I know a lot of different people who have quit their jobs to go work at a startup or try their own, you know, hand at, you know, being their own boss. All these startups that are forming up is going to be one of the huge drivers, I think, of that SMB growth that we're seeing over the next 5 years. We're seeing such crazy innovation, right? And a lot of that's being driven with CAD. And I don't think it would have happened if it weren't for, you know, the pandemic and the great resignation that I really think is more of a big upgrade in general, you know, with startups. From that, we're also seeing, you know, all this accelerated cloud and SaaS adoption as well, talking about another trend driving change in SMB.
So it sounds like you're seeing it as a real advantage, as opposed to many who are seeing it negatively.
As I said, right, you're working in all these different places, different environments, different devices now. You need to be able to work productively anywhere, any device. And that's really where the cloud really comes in handy, because you don't need to have, you know, the latest and greatest hardware necessarily, right, like graphics cards and things like that, to be able to use NX, for instance, on mobile, right, or on a tablet, right? It's just crazy to think about where we were a few years ago to where we are now in terms of how we work and what's possible with the cloud. And then I think the other big trend that I'd at least highlight for SMB is really smart manufacturing, and how that's kind of driving, you know, the Internet of Things now. Everything's smart now, right? You know, you've got your smart TV, you know, you've got your assistants, right? Your Alexas, your Siris, right? You know, all those types of interconnected devices. What that's really meaning is that products are getting more complex, right? You need to bake a lot more into your product now if you want to be successful. Because of all that smart manufacturing, you really need CAD. You need a lot of CAD, right? You need all sorts of different processes now. I think that's one of the other big drivers of change, that all these innovative SMB companies, you know, they're making these incredible devices. And to do that, they need the best CAD on the market that you can get.
Jeff, as you said, small and medium businesses are your main focus. How would you say that Siemens NX fits the needs of the SMB?
I've talked to a lot of different people over the last couple of years, right? You know, customers, users, prospects. Some people have this perception that, you know, oh, NX is for the big guys, right? It's, you know, it's just for the big OEMs or something along those lines. And the good news is that that's not accurate at all. We've done a ton of work here, you know, especially over the last couple of years, to really increase our presence in SMB and make the market more aware of that presence, right? We've always had some presence, but making sure that people are aware of what we're doing here has been really great. We see that we've got a really huge exposure to SMB. You know, it's actually, you know, the majority of our revenue in a couple of our industries, when we've got a huge presence really in SMB across all of our, you know, kind of key industries, you know, machinery and automotive, aerospace, you know, et cetera. We're certainly a great fit for SMBs as it is. Run through the list here, some things I can think of off my head here that we've done to help support SMBs even more in the last couple of years. And I think we're really in a great position to further expand the NX presence in SMBs as well across the entire market. I think packaging is one of the big areas people think, oh, I don't need all that functionality that NX has, or maybe it's out of my price range or something like that. The great news is that's also not the case, right? That's really good news. It's a big area that we've tackled, especially the last couple of years, really being focused on making sure that we have that right size packaging, right? The right size fit for SMBs, or, you know, really of any size, right? No matter if you're the one seat guy at home or you're, you know, the thousandth seat OEM customer as well, right?
Are there any other tools in addition to NX that you'd recommend for SMB needs?
One of the big things that we've done, and we've been pushing, even the executives, you know, have brought it up internally and externally to kind of just kind of illustrate how important this is to them, is the Siemens Mechanical Design Bundle. I don't want to get too into details with packaging because I know it's kind of boring, you know, but it comes with, you know, a seat of NX Mach 1, so kind of like core design tools with NX, and then also two or three seats of Solid Edge, depending on the geography. And what we found is all that comes with that, you know, all those seats for the price that you're getting, was actually among the best in the market relative to competition of, you know, seats versus the functionality that you're getting, right, with kind of the core design type tools. So that's a really exciting thing. And I know this is the NX design podcast, but I mentioned briefly on Solid Edge, you know, I've worked quite a bit with them on interoperability between NX and Solid Edge, and the work that they've done to help with the learning curve between NX and Solid Edge and really make it, you know, look and feel, you know, very similar across the board. So I think that bundle makes, you know, more and more sense by the day for customers to adopt.
I know you've got a new startup program that's just launched with NX as well. Can you tell us a little bit more about that in some detail?
Yeah, you got to prove that you're a startup, because we open up the entire Siemens Accelerator portfolio to you at a cost that obviously would make a lot of sense for a startup company, right? Given that we want you to grow, you know, we want to see you succeed. And so, you know, the startup program that we just launched towards the end of last year, so it's still relatively new on the NX side of things, but it's really exciting. And I know that, you know, it's already being adopted across a number of great areas, and I think we'll see some good success stories coming out of that sooner rather than later, for sure. Oh, and then one other packaging thing I was just thinking of is actually value-based licensing as well, which is something relatively new. I know it's starting to be adopted more and more across the industry, but I think it's really interesting to point out that, you know, with value-based licensing, you know, we basically have taken all of the different NX add-on products and put them all together in this pool. So you don't have to buy all these individual licenses or try them all out to figure out if it's worth buying or not for you. You can just buy this pool of tokens and it gives you access to basically the entire NX add-on portfolio. It's a really great way to fully leverage all of the NX portfolio at a much better price than buying every single add-on individually. So it's a great way as you expand your company and need more add-ons, you know, need more functionality within NX, tokens are definitely the way to go.
That's more of a library type of system, correct? So a user may be able to use one of the add-on functions and then put it back into the token pool where somebody else in the company can then pick it up and leverage the same type of functionality.
Yep, exactly right. They're reusable, right? They're not like one-use tokens.
And what about the cloud? What are you offering for customers who are looking for that type of option?
Cloud's a huge thing for SMBs these days and really for everybody, frankly. But NX is certainly, you know, doing our part to move into the cloud space as well and support our customers who need a cloud option. Probably the most exciting thing to talk about with cloud is the NXX product that we're launching here. It's this prepackaged, you know, cloud-based solution that we've got that delivers the full NX stream into the entire infrastructure that you've got. So it, you know, comes with all the backend, all the service management, all the capabilities, and it's all packaged up as one, you know, and available globally here. So I think it's a really exciting, you know, option for people who want like a cloud-native solution. Still realize all the benefits of, you know, NX that you would traditionally have on, you know, on desktop, for instance. Functionality-wise, it's no different. And then we're also working towards some specific, you know, NX, you know, cloud native applications as well. We just released one, Mold Connect, which is actually kind of targeted towards, you know, SMBs in part, right? It's a way for suppliers to kind of communicate back and forth, you know, and evaluate, you know, pricing and things like that for mold tool and die design. So I think it's really exciting to see, you know, that we're already getting started there with some SMB products. And I know there's a lot more in the pipeline as well that, you know, I can't share yet, but, you know, it'll be out sooner rather than later.
Well, that does sound very exciting. Can you tell us what programs your team has available for students?
Recently, we've also released the NX Student Edition, which I think is a really exciting way for us to really kind of grow our presence in, you know, academic and in education as well. It's totally free. That's a one big thing to mention, right? You know, so there's no reason not to try it out, right? You know, it's just a quick sign up and download. And yeah, I mean, we give you, you know, the full, you know, NX suite of tools. And I know there's some more coming there on, you know, in simulation even as well, for instance. You know, I think we've got a really exciting offering for students to, you know, if you're a hobbyist, right, you just want to, you know, you're a student, you want to use some CAD in your free time, maybe like, I know 3D printing, right, additive manufacturing is always really exciting technology, at least when I was a student as well, you know, it was always fun to play around with that kind of stuff. And so NX is a great way, you know, to do that with the NX Student Edition. Of course, you can do any of your, you know, kind of real work as well as a student, right, you know, if you've got projects, you know, senior design project, something like that, we certainly encourage you to take advantage of the NX Student Edition. We've also got all sorts of events now as well. We've got an NX Student Day. We just had the second annual one. And so we have all these industry professionals come in. Red Bull Racing, for instance, was one of them for those who like F1. And it was really cool just to see what these industry professionals are doing with NX and how you as a student, you know, can get more involved with NX, with Siemens. And I think it's just a really great opportunity for us to expand our presence, you know, with academic.
What a great opportunity for students to get their feet wet in the NX sphere. Jeff, you talked earlier about increasing the value that the user is actually getting. Can you talk about some of the things that you're doing on the product side of things to make that happen?
I think it's one of the key areas for SMBs, you know, efficiency, right? Make more with less time, right? And so we certainly want to support that. And it, obviously, you know, these types of efficiency things are great for everybody. And one of the big ones that we've done is we've got continuous release, you know, so we're releasing new updates all the time now. It feels like every 6 months we've got a major release of NX. And we're doing a lot of things on the product side. And we want to make sure that everybody using NX, is, you know, we're communicating effectively to them what we're doing, specifically targeting the things that you care about, right? We know that somebody who only works in MBD and PMI, maybe they don't care about what we're, you know, doing in sketching or something like that, right? But we want to make sure that we're giving information that's relevant to you. And so one of the things we've done is we've overhauled the kind of startup page you see with NX. It was the welcome page before. We're calling it the NX Discovery Center now. And essentially what it does is it helps you learn NX for sure, right? If you're a new user, But we realized that that's such a great opportunity there, the homepage, to really help all of our users get more value from NX, regardless of if you're a new user or you've been using NX for 25 years. And we want to use it, that space, to really communicate what we're doing to you specifically. So we're looking at, kind of high level, what applications is this user in, right? What sorts of functionality is this guy using? And then we'll, target, some of the tips and tricks and enhancements that we've been doing in those certain areas to you. So if you work in MBD a lot, we'll say, hey, here's some of the MBD enhancements that we've done over the last year. So are you aware of these? We think you might be interested in this kind of information. And so it's a great way to get, as much value out of NX as you can. So you're aware of all the new things that we're doing. It's tough for me to keep track of all the things that we're doing across the team. So I'm sure it's certainly a challenge for customers as well, individual users, to keep up with all those things that actually matter to them and their own workflows. And so the Discovery Center is really geared towards that.
And I would think, especially with NX's continuous release cycle every 6 months, what are you doing specifically to make the user experience easier when learning NX?
If you're anything like me, I'm a visual learner. So we've got some great documentation. It's kind of a little bit more text-based, but I'm a visual learner. So if you're anything like me, you'd be happy to hear that we've added over 200 new help videos embedded directly within NX for all kind of the core design types of commands. So you can see different workflows, different use cases for using specific commands. I've taken a look at a few of them, and I think it's really going to help a lot of our users, right? New users and also users who are maybe moving to a new workflow, to kind of get an idea of all the possibilities with all the different settings and options that we have with all these, kind of core design commands. And then the other one I think is worth highlighting is just kind of a high level kind of efficiency gain would be NX search. We've got a lot of commands in NX, and I generally know kind of the sort of where they are, but I feel like I'm looking right at them and I can never seem to find the command I'm looking for. So I find myself using the command finder all the time. One of the nice things here is that we realized that there was a lot of potential there that we weren't necessarily fully taking advantage of either. And so we've taken the command finder now and kind of leveled it up to be a general kind of global search engine now within NX. And so it doesn't just look for commands, but you can also find, preferences, customer defaults. If you use Checkmate at all, to kind of make sure your parts conform to your industry standards. And we've got Checkmate checkers that you can search for in there, as well as Discover Center tips. So if you're looking, at a specific command, we'll also let you know if we've got any tips out there about how to use it, for instance.
And what about in terms of innovation?
Staying with kind of the functional side of things, I think innovation in general is always a good point to touch on, especially for SMBs. And this number always blows me away, but in the last 2 years, over 100 new patents for the NX design team. The functionality you're not going to see anywhere else. It's really exciting, all the work that we're doing, with especially in kind of the AI and machine learning areas. We launched the command predictor a couple of years ago to a lot of success, a lot of fanfare with that, able to look at your workflows and tell you exactly what, commands you're probably going to want next based on what you normally do. It kind of learns from you and adapts its suggestions to your workflows, which is really great. We've also got the NX Voice command assistant now as well. So it's like your own, personal NX assistant. Instead of talking to Alexa or Siri, you can tell NX to start doing CAD for you.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. How is the functionality with that feature?
I was a little skeptical at first, like how good is a personal assistant going to be, doing CAD for me, right? Alexa searching something on the internet is one thing, but NX, just doing CAD for me is another. And I was actually really surprised at how well it works already. And it's certainly an area that, we're looking into quite a bit and what we can do in the future there. So I think all the AI enhancements are really great.
Are there any other developments that you're particularly excited about?
One of the really cool areas within NX design is NX synchronous modeling. We kind of invented it, right? We're certainly innovators and leaders in that space. It's where a lot of the patents are coming from. We try to add, a new command, a new feature, something to synchronous at least every release or two, because it's kind of our baby. I think and it demos really well. We always really like to show off what we're doing in that space to customers. And so the new thing that we've added this time around was finding of clones and finding clones of faces and holes. So now, when you're in your model, you get your synchronous command up, you bring in, let's say it's like some dumb geometry, right? Just some unparameterized body. NX doesn't know how it was made, right? It's just a dumb body. Finding clones of faces and holes within synchronous now, I can pick on one hole and it can be like a counterboard hole, right? Not just like a simple extrusion, counterboard or countersunk hole, for instance. It can recognize that and let you edit that specific hole or also find all the clones of that hole within the part and let you select all of those as well. So you can make these mass edits to a body that frankly doesn't have any background built into it, any part history built into it. So I think the functionality that we're doing in Synchronous is, it always blows me away. You know, like, how do we do that? I don't know. But, you know, it's really incredible technology. It's really generating a lot of new commands, you know, for resizing holes, helps you resize patterns as well. So we can go and look, as a human, I can look at it and say, oh yeah, that's a circular pattern, but there's no part history to tell NX that it's a pattern. And so with Synchronous, you can get past that hurdle by using a resize pattern command that we've got now. And, you know, you pick one of the holes in the pattern and it says, oh, hey, you know, that's a circular pattern, you know, and you can edit it, you know, command, just like the pattern command would work with spacing and pitch and count. It's really incredible how quickly you can make changes with Synchronous modeling.
Obviously, when you're releasing software continuously, there's a fair amount of changes you're making between versions. How does customer feedback come into play when you're making those updates?
Yeah, that's a tough one, right? Because we've got so many passionate users out there. We actually get thousands of enhancement requests every year. I talked to some customers out there before and some users who they think, oh, you know, maybe Siemens won't see my ER. Maybe they, you know, maybe they don't care about my ER. You know, they don't care about what I have to say. And the good news is that's definitely not the case. You know, enhancement requests, we realized, are probably the best way for customers on a day-to-day basis to reach out to us with feedback, right? And that's especially true for SMBs. We want to hear all the good ideas that are out there, right? You know, we've got a passionate user base. We want to hear the ideas that our passionate user base has. You know, we don't want you to feel like you're sidelined here. And so we're working really, really diligently across the team to react as quickly as we can to all the incoming ERs. Again, as I mentioned, right, we've got thousands of ERs every year coming in. So bear with us on that, right? We're not always as timely as we'd like to be, but we do recognize all the effort that goes into creating an ER. And, you know, some of the ones I reviewed, they've got videos, they've got PowerPoints, you know, PDFs, right? Part files. You know, there's a lot of time and effort that's gone into creating some of these ERs and putting together basically a whole project proposal detailed with requirements. It's really, really impressive, some of the, you know, the thought and time that's gone into, you know, some of these enhancement requests.
So if a customer has a request, they should submit it.
I certainly encourage, you know, all of our customers to, you know, if you've got a good idea, right, submit it to us. You know, a good idea is a good idea. We don't care who submits it, right? You know, if it's a great idea, we'll do it. So I certainly encourage people to get engaged with the ER process for sure.
Jeff, before we wrap up today, I'd like to talk about your vision of what's next and what's coming in the future for NX and the SMB market. Can you share with us what you think it might look like?
We're going to be investing continually in the tools like the Discovery Center, as I mentioned, to maximize the value that everybody gets from NX. You know, regardless of whether you're a new user, you've been using it for 25 years, the Discovery Center is going to help you get even more value out of NX. And then we're also definitely going to be focused on advancements and innovation, right? I mentioned the over 100 patents number in the last couple of years, and I'm sure we're going to have, you know, even more patents coming in the pipeline here shortly, and especially kind of in the, like, the AI and machine learning space, always very interesting. And we were, you know, a finalist for the Alconix Award, I remember, recently here for best in AI. I think that really kind of is a testament to all the work that we've done internally on that. We certainly are, you know, industry leaders in that space.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add today?
We want to make sure that users who, you know, embracing the benefits of cloud, right, you know, the work environment flexibility, working on any device, we want to make sure that we're supporting all of those people. And I would point out that we recently, and this is something we've also been, you know, really highlighting internally, and I know externally as well, is that we just won actually an award in SaaS as well for the best SaaS product for engineering management, PLM or CAD, at the 2022 International SaaS Awards program. So I think that's really remarkable. And I would point out, one of the highlights that they gave us was that the interoperability between desktop and the cloud native software was, you know, second to none. I think that speaks volumes that I feel like we're kind of in our infancy still in cloud, and, you know, we're already getting awards for being best in class there. So I think that just kind of speaks volume to where we're heading in the future. And then, you know, otherwise just listening to our customers. They're the reason we're here, the reason we're successful. You know, we don't want to forget about our customers or you know, have them think that we're forgetting about them, which definitely isn't the case. I'm happy to report with all those ERs that we're implementing.
What are the three main takeaways that you'd like the audience to remember from our discussion today?
Maybe I'll sound repetitive, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I think there's so many things to choose from here, but I guess the big one is, you know, that Siemens, we're right for SMB. You know, We're expanding our presence in SMB. We're doing everything that we can to support our small and medium business, customers and prospects. I think that's the big one, and again, that's across the board, right? Whether it's, from a packaging standpoint, a technology, standpoint, a listening standpoint, those, I guess, would be kind of my three big points there, that we're not leaving anybody behind here. We're moving into the future and we want SMBs, right there with us.
Thanks again, Jeff, for joining us. I look forward to talking with you again soon in our next episode.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's always more to talk about in SMB. So yeah, I'll be happy to be back anytime.
Thank you to our listeners for tuning in to today's episode. Stay tuned to Next Generation Design for part two of our conversation with Jeff Chaganay. Join us next time for more discussions about the latest in design innovation and software applications. I'm your host, Jennifer Piper, and this has been Next Generation Design.